good morning. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. We got rain, of course, and 42 degrees. We are talking real estate. We do it every Tuesday with Steve and Sherry from Action Realtor, your local hometown realtors. Got to stress that. Steve, how much in the rain gauge this morning were you saying?
Well, over since it started in mine at home, I've had about 2.15.
Okay.
So
that would sound about right, considering what we got.
Yeah. So that's a good thing, I think.
All right. So if you haven't cleaned out those rain gutters yet. you've been talking about that since early April. So.
Well, I looked at the end of mine this morning, and all the buds from the trees are at the end of the downspouts, you know, just plugged almost.
Right. Well, good to see the rain. We did did need it. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good to see you. We're going to talk seasonal today, okay, because it's been a while since we've done that. Your seasons in local real estate, too. This is kind of your busy time. This is when you start seeing an upswing, correct?
It is.
Typically.
Yeah, typically spring is our hottest market. You know, the weather's cooperating for the most part, and, you know, temperatures are where they are should be. And people are just getting that itch, like, you know what, let's go look for a house and, you know, let's list ours and see what we can do for our family.
So I'm John Doe, and I want to sell my house. What's the first thing I need to do outside of, you know, get into Action Realty? What are you going to tell me to do? You're going to look at my house and then go, okay, cosmetics, do I have to look at that? Cosmetically, how does my house look? How does my yard look? What do I got to do, Steve?
Well, you're on the right track.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm answering it. But, is that typically what you tell people?
Yes. You know, I think, first of all, the decision, like you said, to sell or want to move up or do something different, you know, and then, have a realtor come to the property and walk through with you and get some ideas on things that may help it sell quicker, you know, and I guess you got to remember, too, people judge a book by its cover, you know, so to speak. So exterior-wise is important, you know, to draw them inside.
So what's the most important thing? You're talking, say I have an older home. What's the number one thing I have to look at? Is it foundation? Is it the roof? What is it, Sherry?
Well, I mean, that's going to be, it depends. Of course, if you're looking at selling, you're going to want a nice curb appeal, you know, draw those people in. But on an older home, you know, in this area, we always have to wonder about basements.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, always a concern. And otherwise, you know, just to be sure that some of the fixtures of the house are upgraded, you know, furnace, AC, GFI outlets, if you will, that's a financing issue or can be. So, you know, we'll go through the property and find things that could be issues down the road and also give them ideas on what can help sell their home a little faster.
So when you walk into a home and you're showing a home, do you look at their faces and go, yep, I think we got somebody interested here? Does that happen a lot?
I mean, sometimes it does, and we can be for sure like, oh, I know they're going to be making an offer, and
then
they decide not to. But, you know, I think it's the excitement of seeing a house and maybe thinking like, oh, my gosh, you know, this would be a perfect spot for the Christmas tree or whatever, and all the excitement kind of takes over. And then maybe when you leave the property, you think about it a little bit more, and, you know, that's why it's kind of fun for us to find that right property for the person.
Well, nobody locally has the experience that you two have. And do you ever see a poker face, Steve, and you go, okay, I think I know what they're thinking, but, you know, maybe not?
Well, you know what they're thinking, and then you also realize they're going to go home and rethink some things, you know. You know, there's been some properties I've shown people, and they've just walked out of there and said, this is it. I'm going to make an offer. And then they come back the next morning and go, you know what? It's really too big. You know, I got to take care of all this. I got to heat all this. And they start thinking, maybe I just need something a little smaller. You know, so they'll go home and reanalyze. And like Sherry said, too, you know, you look at the furnace systems and those kinds of things. But the roof, the siding, and the windows are also important things and expensive things, too. So
how important is it to make contact and really make contact, close contact with your local realtor if you're buying or selling?
Well, absolutely. You know, meet up with your agent, let them know what you're looking for in a property or what your game plan of the buying process is, you know, and we usually hear about properties that could hit the market before they do hit the market. So it's good to get, you know, keep that communication with your local realtor, and you know, and they'll keep you updated on any changes in the market, and they'll also give you their advice too. Is you know, if they think you should, you know, maybe pursue a property that could be a good deal. Just give them their opinion on properties.
So over the years, you two got to feel pretty good about the connections you made, because you, between the two of you and the people you've had working for you, you've sold a lot of homes. You've got a lot of people into homes. That's got to make you feel good when you, again, getting back to that local connection, and you're not dealing with a team of people. You're dealing with your local realtor.
Absolutely. And that was one thing when I first got my real estate license, I immediately called Steve. And I knew a long-standing company that it's been a successful company, started in 1986, and that's where I wanted to be, and here I am. So
Steve's the answer guy. See?
Yeah.
Are you're kind of like legendary status when it comes to
good
world
and bad.
Of
I got too much gray hair.
Folks, thanks so much for stopping in. Again, people, if you're thinking of buying or selling, highly recommend the folks at Action Realty. Just stop in. And what's your number down there?
642-4700.
Give them a call and tell you what they can help you through it, too. Steve and Sherry, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
913, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW, cloudy sky, rain, 42 degrees.
Our paths may never cross again.